Kevin, first, thanks very much for talking with us at KBOO. It must have been a very busy few days since the graffiti appeared on Saturday night. I was wondering who first reported the hateful graffiti and what was Reed's immediate response?
Yeah, well, thanks for reaching out, Ken. It has been a difficult time, but the community response has really been wonderful. So I'm happy to chat about this. So the initial reports we heard from students. They called our community safety office about just sometime after 8 o'clock, and by 11 p.m. We had already painted over the graffiti, and by midnight, you know, we had had a message out to the community, letting people know if they felt unsafe that, you know, the community safety officers were there to escort them, and that they were going to, you know, sort of up their patrols around campus.
Did any students take advantage of that that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of, no. You know, I think people were, you know, Reed is a fairly small community, and I think people were more or less relying on each other. But I think it was good for them to know that the community safety officers were at the ready and nearby.
Now, the last I heard, the college still doesn't know who's responsible for the graffiti. Is that still the case?
That's correct. We don't know. We have reported the incident to the Portland Police Bureau, and they are investigating this, you know, as a potential hate crime. So Portland, you know, Police Bureau is, again, you know, working with us, hopefully to find the perpetrator.
Now, given that it would be labeled as a potential hate crime, do federal authorities come in at that point?
I don't know the answer to that, Kent. I believe that's correct. I think the first thing that happens is Portland investigate it, and then they make that determination as the next steps of who to bring in.
I went to Reed, as I mentioned to you earlier, and I think Portland knows it, if they know it at all, is a fairly liberal college. So I was wondering who would even have access to the Reed Library, especially on a Saturday night. Obviously not students alone, I would think.
Right. That's correct. Yeah, we don't know that this incident actually took place on Saturday night. We know that it was found on Saturday evening. But as you point out, the library is our most public building. So there's members of the larger community in and out of there all day, every day.
Do you have to be a Reed alumni then to get in, or a student, or can just anybody walk in and use the library?
No, more or less. Anybody can go in and use it, and many people do. You know, it really is kind of a jewel of the neighborhood, you know, that a lot of people do take advantage of.
And again, I mentioned that, of course, the perception, and I think the reality, it's a fairly liberal college. Unfortunately, it may not be as surprising to see something like this at a large university in Oregon like U of O or Oregon State, but absolutely shocking.
No, that's right. And I mean, I think you've just described the atmosphere on campus. I mean, people are really absolutely shaken. Heartsick is a phrase that I've been hearing a lot. I mean, this kind of behavior really is just antithetical to Reed's values. And, you know, it's just been very difficult for people to come to grips with it. I think nobody really even wants to consider that it was a member of our own community that would do this. And yeah, I mean, I think so. I think people are sort of believing that it is somebody who wandered onto campus.
And I'm going to ask you something that probably is not within your purview to answer, but I was wondering if you could attribute any of this open hate speech, again, very rare for Reed, to the recent presidential campaign and the election results.
You know, I would hate to speculate on something like that. Yeah, I would hate to speculate on something like that.
Oh, I don't blame you, but other people have.
Well, and I'll leave that to other people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, one last question, Kevin. Again, thanks very much for your time. I was wondering, what are the longer range plans that Reed has to combat this type of hate speech?
Yeah, I think today, starting today, we really came together as a community. There were, you know, a couple of ways for the entire community to gather and really hopefully, you know, gather strength and to move forward. But really, you know, we just have to stand vigilant against any such acts of hatred. And we just don't stand for it. I mean, again, this is really antithetical to Reed's mission and Reed's values. And anybody, you know, who seeking to cause fear or harm to Reed members, you know, should just really expect a very vigorous response. And, you know, the kind of response I think that we've shown we're capable of, you know, over the last few days.
We've been talking with Kevin Myers, Director of Strategic Communications at Reed College, about the hateful graffiti found in two Reed College library bathrooms last Saturday night. This is Ken Jones with KBOO News.